You probably know that Michigan state bird is the robin, but you could argue that the real symbol of our state is the orange barrel. We really have two major seasons, winter and road construction. Nobody likes being held up by a construction zone, but there's one thing worse than being inconvenienced by road repairs. It is living in a state that lacks the money to make them. If you've ever had a tire destroyed or an axle broken by a pothole the size of an elephant's head, you know what I'm talking about. And if present trends continue, the roads are going to start getting far worse because Michigan is going to miss out on a whole lot of federal funding. Governor Granholm talked about this in her State of the State speech. Washington is offering us an enormous deal. To quote the governor, the federal government will give us $2 billion over the next 4 years if we can come up with a 20% match in state funds. That's like an 80% off coupon. How can we turn that down? By the way, those funds would not only help fix our crumbling roads, but would create, the governor said, 10,000 construction jobs each year. Yet incredibly, right now we stand to lose that money because Michigan may not be able to come up with the matching funds, according to the Michigan Department of Transportation. Kirk Studel, the department director, told a legislative subcommittee yesterday, "We as a country and we as a state are significantly underfunding our infrastructure." What's the bottom line? Today, more than 90% of Michigan's roads are rated as being in good condition, although that might seem like an exaggeration. According to the transportation director, if we lose the federal funding, in 10 years only 45% of Michigan roads will be in good condition. Perhaps our next car should be a Sherman tank. This is something that should be relatively easy to address, politically and otherwise. Polls have consistently shown that even voters who oppose tax increases for any other reason are often open to spending money to fix our roads. Traditionally, the matching funds have been provided by money the state gets from the gas tax and new vehicle registration fees. Revenues from both are down, and projections say that next year will fall about $84 million short of what we need to get the matching funds. Losing that money would be insane. Fortunately, State Representative Dick Ball, a Republican from Langsburg, is sane. No one likes to have their taxes raised, but sometimes there isn't much alternative, he said. Accordingly, he and his colleague Pam Burns, a Democrat from Chelsea, have introduced bills to raise the gas tax by 4 cents a gallon and diesel fuel by 6 cents, now and again in 3 years. Ball added sensibly that we can either pay a little now or a lot more later. But unless this gets public attention, these bills could just quietly die, and our roads and economy with them. As the governor put it, common sense dictates that we shouldn't leave money on the table in Washington for roads and infrastructure that would create jobs in Michigan. Now, the legislature needs to make common sense a road repair reality.